Good morning to August, a new month, and thankfully we start this off with some positivity that was clearly missing in the month of July, especially yesterday. Firstly, good morning to that class 11 student Munima Kidwai, and secondly, to Zomato and its CEO Dipinder Goyal. While one school the UP police, the other school not just bigots in their houses, but also Indian corporates or MNCs in India, which were almost diagnosed of a degenerative spine. By now, you may have already heard or read about the rare taste of tolerance and spine when Zomato served up an exemplary lesson on the idea of India, telling a customer who had demanded his delivery agent be changed because he was a Muslim fellow that the company is proud of the country's diversity and not sorry to lose any business that comes in the way of our values. Food has no religion, it is a religion, replied the app to the bigoted Amit Shukla, who goes by the handle Namo Sarkar, claims RSS links and is followed on Twitter by Union Minister Piyush Goyal. Lunching, not lynching, is the way to go. And way to go was also to Munima Kidwai under national scrutiny over its poor handling of a teen rape survivor's case against a BJP lawmaker. The UP police yesterday delivered a lecture to students about women's safety, only to end up being schooled by the class 11 student Munima Kidwai, who was inspired perhaps by additional superintendent of police S. Gautam, who had just spoken at length about the right to raise one's voice and protest, when she rose up and said, "You said we should raise our voice and protest. We know a teen was raped by a BJP leader," she began, and went on to talk about the car crash. "Everyone knows it was no accident. The truck number plate was painted black. It is one thing to protest when an ordinary person is involved. But what when the person is someone powerful? We know no action will be taken if we protest, and even if action is taken, it will be of no use. The girl is in a critical state. If we protest, how will you ensure justice? How will you guarantee my safety? What's the guarantee? Nothing will happen to me." It is 1st August 2019, and that one question, "What is the guarantee? Nothing will happen to me," is a question that probably every girl and every minority in the country is asking. And the state, the government and its institutes are really not in a shape to answer that. Unfortunate is what the Chief Justice of India said about the letter by the Unnao rape victim's family that didn't reach him earlier. While the Supreme Court yesterday took judicial cognizance of the Unnao rape case and fixed the matter for hearing today, along with the report from the Secretary General of the top court, Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi expressed his displeasure at the fact that a letter written by the victim's family on the 12th of July was not placed before him by the court registry. And from that, we turn to some serious questions, and it so happens that it is about bills and delivery. Well, Trinamool Congress Rajya Sabha MP Derek O'Brien wondered on Wednesday if Parliament was delivering pizzas or passing legislation, as he continued his attack on the government over the speed with which bills have been passed this session. Well, on Tuesday, the Trinamool Congress MP had said the way the bills are being passed amounted to a mockery of Parliament and was the government's way of smothering the opposition. O'Brien also attached a chart purportedly showing the contrast in numbers. While during 2004-2009, 60% of the total bills by Parliament were scrutinised. During 2009-2014, this went up to 71%. But from 2014 to 2019, the number came down to 26%. While in the present Lok Sabha, of the 18 bills passed, only one underwent scrutiny, bringing the number down to 5%. Is what Derek has claimed. And while we are on bills, here's one you should know about. The Rajya Sabha yesterday passed a bill to tighten road traffic regulations, such as issuance of driving license, and imposed stricter penalties for violations in an attempt to improve road safety. Well, now once the bill becomes a law, the new vehicles will be registered at the dealer's level, and it will eventually remove buyer's interface with the registration authorities. The bill includes penalties in the range of 1,000 to 2,000 for speeding. Driving without insurance will be punishable with 2,000 rupees, while driving without helmets will attract rupees 1,000 penalty and a 3-month suspension of license. I'm not sure whether this will be valid for the commerce on UP roads. Also, the guardian or owner will be deemed guilty in case of road offence by juveniles, while registration of the vehicle will be cancelled. Now, Nitin Gadkari said the legislation will instill fear of law in people who violate traffic rules, as an intelligent traffic system will monitor traffic offences. And moving from the teeth of this bill to the 526 teeth that were extracted from the mouth of a 7-year-old boy in a rare surgery performed at Chennai's Savita Dental College and Hospital. We opened up the jaw after administering general anesthesia and saw a bag or sack inside it. The sack, weighing about 200 grams, was carefully removed and was later found to contain 526 teeth, small, medium and big sized. Professor Sen Thilnathan said while adding, it was reminiscent of pearls in an oyster. Well, according to the doctors, this is the first ever case documented in the world in which an individual was seen and been found to have so many minute teeth. And on to a quick roundup of international news, where the United States yesterday imposed sanctions on Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, effectively slamming the door on the country's top diplomat. However, Zarif doesn't seem too concerned with President Trump's newest sanctions, as he posted a sarcastic tweet on Thursday morning asserting that the US move will have no effect on neither him nor his family, given that he does not possess any property or interests outside of Iran. Thank you for considering me such a huge threat to your agenda. And while we are in news about the US, the Chinese billionaire founder of metals giant Zhong Wang has been indicted in the United States for his alleged role in an elaborate scheme to avoid paying $1.8 billion in tariffs on aluminium shipped to the US. The indictment came as the United States on Wednesday resumed trade talks with China that had collapsed in May. And while we are on collapsing, and before we say our goodbye for the day, well, time to say goodbye also to the troubled Woodstock 50th Anniversary Music Festival planned for August that was officially cancelled yesterday, with organizers blaming a series of unforeseen setbacks. Well, sometimes it is good to not reinvent the old. Let the old stay where it is, been living in the past. On that note, wishing you all the health, productivity and that fleeting thing called happiness for the day and the month ahead. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takepart.in.